How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
You're listening to Day 30 of Preparation for Resurrection. Today's title is A Light Sent into Darkness. John Phillips said, "This man's blindness was the touch of God in his life. It was part of a plan unknown to anyone but God and his Christ, a plan intended to bring Christ into this man's life, and ultimate praise and glory to God." Our text today is John 9, 1 through 12. It reads, "As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, 'Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?' Jesus answered, 'It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming, when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.' Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eye with the mud and said to him, 'Go wash in the pool of Siloam,' which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar were saying, 'Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?' Some said, 'It is he.' Others said, 'No, but he is like him.' He kept saying, 'I am the man.' So they said to him, 'Then how were your eyes opened?' He answered, 'The man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said to me, "Go to Siloam and wash." So I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, 'Where is he?' He said, 'I do not know.'" Yesterday, we were challenged to walk in the light. Today marks the beginning of a 3-day walk with a man who was born blind. The following story illustrates the message found about blindness in light found in John 9. The 1964 Philadelphia Phillies will always be known as the team that suffered one of the great collapses in sports history. They let a huge division lead slip away by losing 10 games in a row at the end of the season. Despite the collapse, the Phillies' season had its share of memorable moments, including a perfect game and a ninth-inning home run by a Philly to win the All-Star game. But the most remarkable moment of the entire season occurred after a game, not during it. Clay Dalrymple, a Philly pitcher, was asked to assist a blind girl who had requested a chance to walk out on the field. Dalrymple took the girl to home plate, where she reached down and felt the plate. Then they walked to first base, then to second and third, before ending up at home plate once again. While Dalrymple was showing the girl around the bases, he never noticed that the fans remaining in the stadium had stopped to watch him and his companion. He just assumed that the silence in the stands meant the fans had gone home. But when the two of them finally reached home plate, the ballpark erupted. Dalrymple was shocked by the applause. When he looked up, he saw thousands of fans giving him a standing ovation. Later, he told a Sports Illustrated reporter, "It was the biggest ovation I ever got." I can't imagine what it would be like to be blind from birth, never seeing anything, but only imagining what things might look like in your mind. I can't fathom living a life in complete darkness. However, there is something much worse than physical blindness, and that's being unable to see spiritually. The man who met Jesus in John 9 was born physically and spiritually blind. When Jesus encountered a blind man, his disciples immediately inquired about the reason for his blindness. Jesus put their misunderstanding to rest by stating that the man was blind so that the works of God might be displayed in him. This man was blind from birth because God wanted to display his mighty work through his life. What work did God want to demonstrate? Jesus provides the answer in verse 5 by proclaiming, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Jesus heals the blind man and demonstrates the power his light has over darkness. The light of the world was sent to dispel darkness. The once blind man was on public display so that every witness can see firsthand that God has replaced his darkness with light. Interestingly, God sent the man to wash and be healed at the pool of Siloam. Jesus could have healed him without sending him there, so why would he heal him in this particular way? God healed him as he obeyed God's instructions. This man learned that God honors those who trust in him. Siloam means sent. God sent him to a place called Sent. The pool is remembered to this day because God sent Jesus to the world, and Jesus sent a blind man to the pool of Sent. When we go where he sends us, we will experience his light over our darkness. Now consider these questions. In what ways did God reveal his power through the blind man's problem? How did this man's obedience lead to Jesus' miracle? What are your thoughts about Jesus sending a blind man to a place called Sent? How drastic was the difference between his dark trip to the pool of Siloam and his departure from there? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.